That was Apex Manor doing a track from their latest album. It's called The Year of Magical Drinking, and that was Under the Gun. We had some Catherine Calder before that with a track from Are You My Mother? That's her latest solo effort. And we heard If You Only Knew started off with some Minus the Bear off of Omni. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am very, very happy to introduce our next guest. They made the journey up from Cincinnati to be with us this evening. They've got a new album. It's self-titled, and it is fantastic. Fantastic. But before we get to the album tracks, we're going to hear them do some acoustic tracks live here in the WYSO studios. It is my great pleasure to welcome Shoot Out the Lights.
Fall out of your hair. I wanna tear you apart, put you back together again. I wanna cut off my ears, so your voice is the last thing I hear. I wanna fake both our deaths, so you and me can both disappear. 'Cause you, I want right now. Well, I can't get enough of you, girl. I wanna rip up my chest and physically give you my heart. I wanna go back in time. I can be right there from the start. 'Cause you, what I want right now. Well, I can't get enough of you, girl.
This next song is called You and Me. I
God damn it, Lou. Be a Johnny if you be my Jew. There ain't nothing we can't get through. You and me, baby.
Gonna love you till the end of time. For you, I'd even walk a line. Promise, baby, that you'll always be mine. And I'll take your word. I know lovers that I share sleepless nights. Stick with me, baby, be alright.
On fire when I think of you, and I'll try my hardest to make your dreams come true. Get the rhythm, but won't get the blues. No way.
Go down to Jackson and buy a little house. Spend every Sunday morning coming down. Live out and dance till we're both in the ground. You and me, babe. I know lovers that I share sleepless nights. Sit with me, baby, be alright.
Be alright.
Shoot Out the Lights, live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them here in just a moment and hear some tracks from their new album. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO.
Support for this public radio station comes from listeners like you. And with your tax-deductible contribution of $60 or more comes the WISO member card. Good for discounts at restaurants, arts venues, and online shopping, you'll also get behind local businesses that support WYSO. For more information on the member card, visit our website at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm very happy to welcome Shoot Out the Lights into the studio. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Well, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you guys for coming up. Shoot Out the Lights is from Cincinnati. They have a self-titled album that has it been released yet, or is it just about to be released?
Yeah, we released it March 19th, actually.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about how you guys all started playing together?
Well, we've all been playing in the scene for quite a while, and as you know, when you're playing around this little region, you meet other musicians. Everybody's been in other bands before, but Mud and I have Mud's the singer, and I'm Joshua, the guitar player. We've been playing together for a very long time, and through mutual friends, found these guys. And you know, the thing about this group of guys and Elena, a girl here too, is that we all had so much enthusiasm for the songs and enjoyed playing with each other so much that we decided, you know, we got a good thing going. Let's keep this going, and this is what we're doing.
That's great. That's great. So when you guys all got together in this incarnation as Shoot Out the Lights, was it a pretty fast process getting rolling on writing and things like that?
Yeah, I think we started maybe January 2 years ago, and we're working on a record maybe 4 months after that.
Like, right.
We had enough songs, and we just hit the ground running pretty much.
So. And we made a collective decision that we wanted to go ahead and make an all-out effort to make this album before starting to play out as much as we are right now.
Yeah.
You know, so we were limiting ourselves to only playing out once a month or so and really concentrating on the album.
Wow, that takes some commitment, I have to say.
Well, that enthusiasm is contagious, and that's exactly what happened with this band, you know?
That's awesome. So you had sort of limited yourself to the live gigs. Now that the album's out, are you guys going to be doing any touring, or, you know, kind of going wild at the live dates, or still kind of?
Well, we are right now. We're on the bill for the Southgate House. May 27th is going to be an all Dylan show, the entire house, all three rooms.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So we're going to put together some Bob Dylan tunes and do those. Other than that, the biggest thing we've got coming up is we are the artist in residency at the Southgate House for the month of July. So we'll be playing every Wednesday in July. And while we're doing that on Wednesdays, we're looking to go out of town a bit in July and August. We are going to head down to Louisville, Lexington, yeah. Try to get out to Indianapolis.
Got a few things booked here and there, and it seems like every week we're getting some attention and some phone calls, so there's more shows to come.
Yeah.
That's great. Very, very exciting momentum. Tell me a little bit about this Dylan Showcase. I'm always interested when bands do like these cover shows. How do you take, especially an artist like Bob Dylan, you know, the venerable Bob Dylan, and sort of make his music your own?
Who's been covered by millions of artists.
Yeah. But you find the song with the least amount of words. And there you go. Because there's a lot. But, well, for that one, we're actually doing a full set of just Bob Dylan tunes. So probably about 7 or 8 songs. I don't know. It's you pick your personal favorites, songs you would think other people would like, you know, things you can put your own spin on, you know. So
yeah, you really just you put them in the style of your own tunes, and I'm really looking forward to the show. Straw Blast is going to be there, and they're rockabilly, so I'd like to see what they're doing with some Dylan
tunes.
There's
going to be all kinds of bands there that night. So
that's fantastic. And Bob Dylan, do you guys consider him an influence? And
definitely.
And I heard you guys name-checking Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris.
Yes.
Did you guys all sort of grow up with that kind of music roots-wise, or is that something that you all found later in life?
Well,
or?
I mean, you grow up with the, you know, especially around where I'm from, Cincinnati. I mean, it's a lot of classic rock radio growing up and stuff like that, and like our parents' record collections. But I mean, the more like deep stuff like Graham Parsons, I didn't really get into till I was a little older and had my own taste and, you know, followed the rabbit hole to him, I guess. You know, so.
It was around when I was growing up, my fathers and my uncles and whatnot, but I was kind of a little bit more rebellious. I didn't want to listen to what everybody in the family and my friends were listening.
So
I gravitated to punk, and then, you know, mellowing out a little bit after college, I guess, and too many, you know, broken bones at punk shows.
Yeah.
I started getting into some more of the folk and country and got
so
into
angry.
To Graham. And I was wondering why these melodies sounded so familiar until I met my uncle's house going through his collection, and it kind of clicked.
Yeah, sure.
Came back around full circle.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about this album. What kind of recording process did you do? Did you go, live to tape, or did you parse everything out, or how did the album come about?
Well, we had the fortunate experience of recording with some really brilliant people. Mike DeColvey and Roberto Gayall produced our album and were there for most of the recording, and Rick Hordinsky as well, who's pretty well known in Cincinnati.
Yeah, from Over the Rhine.
Well, everywhere, Over the Rhine, yeah.
And we laid down, we were at Monastery Studios, which is something Rick operates. It's kind of an old converted church that is turned into a studio with the different vocal booths and things of that sort. But we laid down the bowl tracks basically in one day. And when I say bowl tracks, it means basically just drums and bass, and there was a little bit here and there. And as far as like the rest of the guitars, the vocals and all of that, we parsed that out and did it session by session. Some of it at Cincinnati State, which is where both Mike and Bobby teach, and we did some at CAA Studios as well, which is Mike's production company. So
And when you went into the studio with these songs, were they done, or did they evolve over the recording process?
That's kind of interesting. We thought they were done. Mike and Bobby said no, they're not done.
Yeah.
So they did evolve as far as, you know, we thought they were done, and we, you know, had been playing them that way for a long time. But I think that, you know, Mike and Bobby and Rick and, you know, the other people that helped us with this album, they said, well, let's try it this way instead of A, do B. And then they kind of took on a little bit of a new life, and we all kind of adapted to it. And, you know, we had input as well as they, obviously. And I think together we came out, you know, with a winner.
Yeah. It was a long process for us. So the tunes have even evolved since they've been laid down. So what you'll hear live is a bit different from what's on the record.
Yeah, but definitely.
It's a natural progression for
Keep
us.
Keep us interested as well.
It still sounds the same. It's just not a 4.5 or 5 minute song. It's yeah.
Yeah, they evolve.
They grow and evolve over time.
Right. We can't let them go.
Well, and in speaking of that, so now that you've got this album out, are you sort of heading full steam into the next album? I know sometimes I talk to bands and they're like just releasing one album and they're like, yeah, and we've already got the next 6 albums planned and ready. Or are you going to kind of sit back, enjoy this one, and then move on from there?
Can we do both? Yeah. I think that's what we're trying to do. Do both.
We're working steadily towards the next one. You know, there's no, we won't be sitting still. We're hoping, we're working on writing for the other one, for the next one. And hopefully we'll start recording around August or September.
We're about 7 songs into that one, I think. So
great. Great. Well, before we go any further, let's hear a track from this album that we've been talking about.
Awesome.
This is Shoot Out the Lights, self-titled album, brand new. And this is the first track from that one. It's called Another One. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you. send me my behavior drunk and half crazy. I know they are too about a they are too. You see, you meet another one who sets your mind at ease. Maybe not today. Who needs that anyway? So laugh a little louder, cause the good times never last. Enjoy anything. Enjoy everything. Thank you.
so beautiful. And I just can't wait to get you alone. Get you and me away with everyone.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We just heard Stay Beautiful. That's off of the self-titled debut album from Shoot Out the Lights. And we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, hello.
Now, I understand that you actually have a video for Stay Beautiful.
Yep. We worked with a lot of people from Cincinnati State College. They have a great program there. And they helped us produce that also.
They really awesome do. Job. I was impressed with the amount of stuff, the gear, and everything they had. They did a great job.
We thought it would be a couple college guys with camcorders and they show up at Memorial Hall and they've got cranes and dollies and lighting kits and all kinds of stuff.
So thank you, Bobby, and all that crew.
Yeah, we shot that downtown Cincinnati at Memorial Hall. So
yeah, wow, Ray Henry was nice enough to let us in there for the evening.
Yes,
set everything up.
Is that like at all intimidating, like shooting a video like that when you're used to sort of being either in the studio or just on a stage in a venue, like having these film crews around? I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing that would just freak me out. What's that experience like?
That's what beer is for.
Yeah, it was new at first, but we quickly warmed up.
It's weirder watching it back than I think. Filming it, we're just doing what we normally would do. I mean, the song's playing on a loop pretty much, and you're pantomiming, but at the same time, the more you do it, the more you get into it. So, I mean, you know, it's a little unnerving, but actually watching it back, I think, is probably the weirdest part.
I think it helped that we weren't supposed to look into the camera.
If we
were supposed to shoot some kind of a storyline or be a character, it would have been a lot more intimidating.
It's like looking into the sun.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Well, for people who are interested in getting a copy of this album, where can they find it?
CD Baby is the best place to find it right now if you're not in and around
at the live show.
But other than that, come to a live show, pick up a disc. It's a great way to do it, too.
It will be on iTunes and Amazon and those things probably within a week. I'm waiting on some approval type stuff, but it's already in the system and we'll be there in a week. So I apologize to a lot of some of our friends down in West Virginia that are listening online right now because I told them it would be available like a couple weeks ago, but I'm a little bit of a procrastinator. I'm getting around to it, man.
you know, it's all good. Now, as far as finding more info about you guys online, you know, upcoming gigs and stuff like that, where can people go for that?
They can go to our website's SOTLmusic.com. So basically, Shoot Out the Lights Music, but that's kind of a long one. So we just shortened it up to SOTLmusic.com.
All right.
And from there, you got a lot of different links. You can, you know, if you're a Facebooker, you got that MySpace, or you got that Pure Volume and Reverb Nation, all that stuff is on there, and it goes to those calendars. So
great,
you have your choice.
Well, so speaking of shoot out the lights, where did the name come from?
Well, it's actually it's named after one of my favorite records. Richard and Linda Thompson have a record, Shoot Out the Lights, and I don't know, that record's they ended up divorcing after that record, actually, and that kind of reminds me, a lot of our songs are about like the push and pull, I guess, of relationships, and you know, there's the female and male perspective in a lot of these songs, and it just seemed like a fitting title. So
that's great. That's a good story. Oh, it's always good to have a good story.
It's a great record
that.
Too.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. Well, tell me a little bit. You know, speaking about like push and pull and things like that. You know, there are five of you. How does your writing process work with so many people and opinions and things like that? How do you guys tackle writing a song?
Well, I write a majority of the material, but we arrange, and I mean, obviously I don't write the guitar parts or the drums or anything, but the basic idea and lyrics and stuff like that, and then bring it to the table and we all add what we have to add, and I don't know.
It's yeah, just... we compose a lot around the mud skeletons, if you
yeah.
will, and we'll end up changing things. You know, a guitar part will change based on what the drums are doing. The drums can change based on what the bass is doing, which might end up making a completely different song out of what the skeleton was. But that's, we like having that collective effort on the tunes.
Sounds like it goes through a lot of. Well, we were talking about evolution before,
yeah.
evolution
yeah.
of songs, but it sounds like just through the writing process, things evolve
yes.
and change a lot.
Definitely.
Well, the tunes have evolved, too, since, you know, with the addition of me, the second tune that we played, You and Me, used to be a slow country ballad.
Oh, yeah. Now it's more upbeat,
yeah.
Americana
they
infused,
sent me the
and
YouTube
it's a duet.
Link. Yeah, they sent me the YouTube link and said, learn this, we're going to play it. And I said, dude, this needs to be two stuff. This
so,
needs to
yeah.
be cooking.
She's the aggressive one, apparently. You
know? I came in and told him how it was.
Yeah, exactly. So we needed a woman's touch. You know?
There you go.
Well, and Fall in Love was about a woman named Maria.
Yeah, that
now
was
it's about a guy
point.
Named Johnny.
There you go.
Yep, this is true. This is true, folks.
So constantly changing and
yep,
evolving.
Yep.
Well, I understand you guys have some more live shows coming up that you wanted to tell people about, opportunities to see you out and about.
Absolutely. On Friday, Earth Day, we are playing twice, 7 p.m. at the Beer Cellar at Newport on the Levee. And we'll be playing with Free Sophia, who are some of the guys from the Cincinnati State audio crew and video crew that came out and did our video for us. So we're excited to share a bill with them. And then at 10 p.m., we are playing at Baba Boudin's in Clifton for their whole Earth Day celebration. And we're hanging out with some good friends of ours, Drew LaPlante.
That's easy for you to say.
Drew LaPlante and the Prosperity and Josh Eagle in the Harvest City.
Great. Well, guys, before we hear some more live tunes, is there anything else that people ought to know about the band before they track down this album and come out and see you?
Yeah, well, we are working the festival circuit as well, getting into some of those things. We'll be at the Wang Dang Festival, which is going to be, I think, June 10th through 12th. They have a MySpace for people that are online. It's Wang Dang Doodle Festival, I believe is what it's called. And... anything else, guys?
Yeah, that's about it.
Come out to the show. Right. Have a good time.
Just
with
come
us.
See
that's
us,
right.
And we'll let that speak for itself.
All right, that works for me. Well, on that note, I think we are ready to hear some more live music here in just a second. I'm going to let these guys get ready and set, and we'll be back here in just a moment to hear more live music from Shoot Out the Lights. It's coming up on Kaleidoscope.
Sintonize sua rádio no Jazz Forward com Nick Heliopoulos todas as quintas no WISO de 8 às 11 horas. Mantenha-se aquecido no samba brasileiro e nas batidas do jazz cubano. Jazz Forward te leva ao mundo do jazz, do soul e do funk. Esta é a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Nick Heliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Frumhold, and we have been chatting with Shoot Out the Lights. They're from Cincinnati. They have a new album out. It's their self-titled debut. And we've been hearing some tracks from that, but
they've got some instruments here in the studio, and I'm very excited to hear these next tunes. They're doing an acoustic set here in the studio. So I'm going to hand things on over to Shoot Out the Lights.
From our record, it's called One of These Days.
Baby, I can't do
Out the Lights, live in the WYSO studios. Check them out. They're online at sotlmusic.com. They've got live dates up there. We've got a link to their video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Check it out. Guys, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Check them out. Shoot Out the Lights. We're going to hear another track from their self-titled debut. This one's called Fall in Love, Fall Apart. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield.